Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mystery, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Finisher by Peter Lovesey. Published by Soho Crime in 2020, today's book is all about marathons, modern slavery, and familiar faces. Detective Superintendent Peter Diamond is a veteran cop with Bath's Criminal Investigation Department. Wrangled into working on a Sunday as part of the police presence at a half-marathon fun run known as The Other Half, Diamond is bored until he recognises a familiar face among the thousands of runners. Diamond put Tony Pinto, a nasty piece of work, in prison 15 years ago for a Stanley knife attack on a woman. He had no idea that Tony had been released. And Tony looks like he's up to his old tricks, harassing another female participant in the race. Vowing to have a word with Tony, Diamond moves to the finishing line and waits, but Tony doesn't appear. Eventually, Diamond gives up, but the woman and Tony play on his mind. Elsewhere in Bath, two Albanian illegal immigrants escape from their work gang. Without money or passports, they steal, hide, and try to keep away from being recaptured by their nasty boss, a man known as the Finisher. Maeve is a schoolteacher, and after a few unfortunate incidents, finds herself enrolling in the marathon to raise money for charity. Not a natural athlete and motivated by guilt, Maeve commits to her training and one night stumbles upon another woman exercising after dark who's been attacked for her gold necklace. Maeve and the woman Olga, the wife of a wealthy Russian, strike up a friendship. How are Maeve, Olga, the Albanians, Tony, and Detective Diamond connected? And who manages to finish the race? The Finisher is a charming, often witty, police procedural set in the picturesque city of Bath. And yet the book covers many very serious subjects like modern slavery with the Albanian illegal immigrants and the harassment and violence against women. The characters in The Finisher are diverse and interesting, from Olga, the oligarch's wife, to Maeve, the teacher, and Spiro, the runaway, as well as a colourful cast of minor characters, a crusty amateur historian, a busybody landlady, and a monosyllabic teenager. Diamond is a bit of a dinosaur in his department, always forgetting to turn on his mobile phone and determined to stick to the old ways of policing. When his boss suggests they enlist the help of the local drone enthusiasts, he's not impressed until he sees the benefit in looking for a missing woman. The story also delves into the underground quarry network under Bath, which is not well known or documented, and provides a nice parallel with the underground network of illegal workers. While written in 2020, The Finisher does feel a bit old-fashioned, but then I learned that the writer has been writing crime novels for over 50 years, so I guess I can forgive him. So if you like charming crime but with serious subject matters, colourful characters, beautiful settings and running, you might like The Finisher by Peter Lovesey. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.